From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will meet this Saturday in Lausanne, Switzerland, with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and other diplomats to discuss the situation in Syria. The meeting will be held even though the United States halted direct talks with Russia on Syria because of Russian airstrikes on Aleppo. Kerry also will hold discussions with regional and international partners October 16th in London. Britain is warning Russia that it faces becoming a pariah state because of its bombing campaign in Syria. Western nations have accused Russia of war crimes for dropping bunker-busting and incendiary bombs on civilian areas. Russia denies the charge despite the evidence on the ground. France has called for the International Criminal Court to investigate. Burundi's parliament has overwhelmingly approved a bill that calls for the country to withdraw from the International Criminal Court. The bill now awaits a signature by President Pierre Nkurunziza. Supporters of the bill charge that the court hurt Burundi's institutions and was being used as an instrument to intervene in national politics. The action is seen by many as a new stage in Burundi's growing isolation from the international community. Even after the government decides to leave the ICC, it must still write a letter to UN Secretary General explaining its intention to leave. The withdrawal would then take effect 1 year after the letter is received. An explosion in Maiduguri, the capital of Nigeria's northeast Borno state, Wednesday killed at least 7 people and wounded 15. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The explosion occurred as a taxi approached a gas station. Northeastern Nigeria has been the base of the ongoing Boko Haram uprising. This is VOA News.